Welcome to Spartan Up Podcast. We have a good one for you today. We have Stefan Persson.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, right? Yeah. It's a good one. Yeah. Stefan Persson, CEO of Kraft. Kraft, for those of you who don't know, is our new partner, Spartan Race, globally. They make really high-end clothing out of Sweden. And what you're going to take away here, what we took away, amongst other things, was get past the fear in life. He goes into a board meeting, having never done it before at a young age. This guy teaches us that, you know what, you don't need a degree to get to the top. I always thought you needed a degree. I fought my way to get a college degree. All of us fought our way in to get a college degree. Well, not separate.
Well, but he's really smart.
Cornell, I did. We got into Cornell the same
way. But in either
way.
Event.
He's smart.
He's smart. He gets in. You're going to love this. Talk to you later.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Ensure your body gets the nutrition it needs. Athletic Greens has an offer just for our listeners. Go to athleticgreens.com/Spartan to get a free box of 20 travel packets with your order, a $100 value.
All right, we are here for Spartan Up Podcast in Morzine, France with Stefan Persson. Did I say that right, Persson?
That's it.
And you run Kraft.
I do, yeah. I'm the managing director globally for the brand.
All right, so Kraft, if I remember correctly, started 41 years ago and invented the layering system.
Yeah, so basically our founder got an assignment in 1977 to invent a new base layer. Has to be functional, and it was for the pilots in the Swedish Air Force. And there is apparently a Swedish Air Force.
Is there still a Swedish Air Force?
Yeah, I think they are, yeah.
Do they take off all summer?
Yeah, like we do, 4 weeks. So basically, he invented this new polyester fiber that was transporting away the moisture from the body, because a pilot has the problem, right? If they have to crash, they're going to shoot themselves out. And they were very sweaty, right? Wearing cotton underwear. So they, instead of doing that, they change it into polyester underwear. And all of a sudden, they can shoot themselves out without dying. So that's sort of the invention that started the first layer for Kraft. And then we layer two and layer three. So sort of invented their layering thing for the
sport. And it's to wick the moisture away from the body and keep you cool or hot, depending on what environment you're in.
Yes, correct.
Believe it or not, I have a degree in textiles. I studied textiles at Cornell University. Not many people know that. So I was drawn to the brand partially because of that, because you guys are very technical.
We are, yeah. And it feels so good to team up now with Spartan because it's perfect. It suits us perfect. We are an endurance brand that used to be very successful in biking, in cross-country skiing, for example, doing many Olympian sports. And now we team up with you guys, and it feels awesome because we know that we are on the road to be an Olympian sport, right?
Yeah, together.
Good, perfect.
And do you think if Leonidas and the 300 men had Kraft sportswear, maybe they wouldn't have died? In Thermopylae?
I think so.
Yeah, sure. You probably could have made some special gear.
Yeah.
And so this podcast, we focus on finding success. Like, what are the attributes that help somebody to be successful? Not just monetarily successful, but successful family life, successful fitness, everything in their life. You became CEO of this wonderful brand. Did that happen because your father had a connection or?
No.
Hard work?
Hard work. Working class guy, no degree, nothing. Started from the beginning, running my own business when I was 19. Start selling women's clothing in big sizes. That's my story. Traveling around the country in Sweden with a small Renault, right?
You were selling large size clothing for women in Sweden. Yeah. There's no women that need large size clothing.
It is. I'm telling you. Yeah. From time to time, it is. Okay. Yeah. It was a limited business, right? So that's sort of how I had to change that. Came on to Kraft in 2010. Been on for 8 years. Started as a sales manager. Took a rest as the managing director for 2013. But a lot of things is to push boundaries. To push the boundaries for sure. And
but so here you come in 2010. It's good that you were an entrepreneur because they probably saw that you had those attributes.
Yeah.
What gets somebody from the beginning to becoming CEO of that division in 8 years? Like, what could we learn if you're listening out there?
Yeah. So basically, I'm still pretty young. I'm going to look young, but maybe I am 37. So when I came home, I was like 29, basically. I became a CEO when I was 32. I think that's sort of been driving me a bit, sort of the competition side, right? I love to compete. Not in the fitness side, though, but in the business side, I'm better to compete, right? So that's sort of been the thing, really, is proving that I can do this, and I can prove this without a degree, right?
You've got something to prove.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. So that's sort of been, coming back to the thing, pushing the boundaries, really. People telling me the whole time, you know what, you can't do it. And then I'm the opposite. Then I can do it. Yeah. I went to an interview once for a sales manager role, and the lady said, I'm very sorry, Stefan, you can't be a sales manager without a degree. And this just turned me on, right? Oh, in a good way. Yeah. That's sort of, I need to do this. That's sort of the spirit.
As a spark. Yeah,
for sure,
for you.
Yeah.
But, and then what about your work ethic? I mean, do you, because there's a lot of people out there that think you can be successful and only work 4 hours a week. How does...
Well, basically, it won't be doable. Yeah. 4 weeks is going to be hard. I think we, though, in our country, I live in Sweden, we have a little bit different way of looking to work. We talked when we went here about I going on holiday for 4 weeks.
And everybody in Sweden.
Basically, companies closing down, to be honest.
For 4 weeks.
The whole
weeks.
Country closed down. Maybe it's because we used to have complete darkness for a few months. So. But still, I think it has to be a balance. I do think it has to be a balance between family life, has to be a balance in video hobbies, and has to be a balance with work. That's going to be the perfect fit. So,
but what kind of hours does it take to go from 2010 to...
It takes more than 40 hours a week, I'm telling you, for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
But again, you can't do it yourself. I would never do that. I couldn't be in this chair without the team around me, right?
Right.
So you really need to have the right team supporting you. You really need to have the team that's going to be there fighting for you, right? So you really need that team. So without them, I wouldn't be here.
How do you lead? Like, what did you learn about leadership? Like, what tips can you give us?
So basically, I love trust. I love to trust in people. I would like to be people that feel like trust, that I won't be picking on them every single day, right? They need some trust. They need to be running themselves. Of course, you need to sort of check up on them. But I think that's the thing. And we're running a business for 100 million euros around the world, 39 countries. We need to put some trust in there. But then again, you need a positive energy. And I like your energy because that's sort of pushing boundaries and some really good energy.
Let's take a break. We'll throw on some bike suits and maybe go for a bike ride.
Fair enough.
Now, we will come right back to this awesome episode in just a second. But first, my dear friend Colonel Nye is holding a box of Athletic Greens.
Superfood.
It is a superfood for super fun and great people.
It's for everybody.
It is for everybody.
It is for everybody.
But it will make you more super fun.
And I love 100% focus on happiness.
I was going to say their motto is 100% focus on happiness.
That seems like your motto too, Johnny.
Well, but what is happiness, right? Because if you're walking around and you're not getting nutrition and you're not getting sleep and you're not happy and healthy, you know.
Yeah, like, what's your purpose?
Then? I mean, people have this whole like existential conversation about how to be healthy. And like, it's pretty simple, folks. You know, Michael Pollan said it best. He was like, eat less, mostly plants, and like drink a lot of water. So all of the solutions of the world are solved in this little packet of greens.
Take a packet out there and show everybody what it looks like.
Now, if you're not listening, it's a super easy, simple little black packet. And all you got to do is just open it up, pop it into any other liquid. We like water.
So what's
he likes oranges.
What's in that little packet? How many vitamins?
In this little package is a whole litany of vitamins, okay? Then you have a bunch of things that are great for your liver. You got milk thistle. You got dandelions. You got things that are good for immune and immunology. You got reishi mushrooms and shiitake. You got things that are going to oxygenate your blood. So while you're running, your body's able to sponge up more oxygen. You got spirulina and chlorella.
I just want to mention, too, this is the travel pack. So this is
it's a travel pack.
Yeah, so we're
lucky. We're travelers.
We're so lucky to have these partners like Athletic Greens. They sent us the big package that you just make with the scoop in your kitchen. They sent us these ones. And you know what? When you're home,
if you don't have a kitchen.
You get up in the morning, you have something
right,
great.
You just scoop it in.
But man, when you're busy, when you're traveling, you're jumping in a cab to get to work, you're jumping in a plane to get to Morzine, France, it's really nice to have something that, like you say, it's a one-stop shop.
And if we're talking about economics, okay, folks, I hung out at a lot of, you know, organic co-ops and supermarkets. And if you were going to buy all of this produce organically and all of these vitamins and all of these mushrooms, That's thousands of dollars.
Well, and
literally,
even,
and it's so bulky, and it's like TSA takes it, and you know,
TSA.
I've had more
your food.
Fights with TSA,
but
respectfully.
You know, you think about how many people they're a little flat. They go and they grab a $7 latte, and they don't think anything of it.
Right.
And you know, this is a lot less expensive than that, and it's gonna,
a latte less expensive.
Very nice. But it's gonna give you nutrients and energy that lasts the entire day, as opposed to, you know, 15 minutes of feeling good and then a big sugar.
Actually,
crash.
Your entire life, right? Build it up, folks. Remediate your soil. Drink some nutrition. Get some good greens and get out there and have a blast.
All right, let's get back to the episode.
We love you all. Let's go watch. Okay.
I think the suit made us go faster on the bikes.
Oh, yeah. Much faster.
Much faster, right? That was incredible. So, was it a straight shot to the top once you came in, or did you hit some obstacles along the way? Any stories you could tell that we could learn from?
It's like a Spartan race, to be honest. It's a lot of obstacles along the way. And I climbed someone today, and it was hard. And I'm telling you, there is obstacles along the way. I think you really need to love these obstacles. You really need to dig into it. And one thing that I think learned is that you need to be outside the comfort zone. To go into a board meeting, my first board meeting I had with my board, that was an extreme challenge. I was not used to that environment. I had to prepare anything. I'm not that administrative guy. I'm more of a entrepreneur. But doing that was a hurdle for me.
Came out a little scary.
Scary, yeah. You used to do the selling, right? Then you're going to present for the board. That was a hurdle. But I think even doing this negotiation with you, when we had the first meeting in New York, right? Hmm. And it's interesting how different we are. Swedes are maybe more relaxed. And here you come, you, the fireworks guy, fire off. That's always a challenge. And I love that challenge when you sort of see the cultural differences, right? Yeah. If you go to China, right? And you start negotiating with the factory, it's going to be a different thing.
It's funny, because in that meeting, I thought you were so relaxed.
Yeah, but I was a bit nervous. So, on the other hand, you go to the US, and it's different things, and these challenges are so much fun. But I like challenges, so maybe that's sort of... But you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have hurdles on the way, but you sort of need to climb them. And try.
Johnny, who's sitting here, who's on our panel in the podcast and does some of these interviews... He says, we have to learn to say, I get to do the board meeting.
Yeah.
Right? I get to have those tough meetings. I get to go over those obstacles instead of I have to.
Yeah.
Right? And once you switch that mindset, then you appreciate the tough times.
Yeah. I think, again, pushing boundaries and really have a mindset that you can do more things than you think you can do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lovely thing with this sport, with the athletes here. They're really pushing themselves, and you can do so much more. So sometimes the biggest obstacle in my company is ourselves.
Yeah.
When we launched this Spartan, right, I came back home. I was happy. I signed a deal with you, and it's like, wow, the biggest event, the biggest contract ever for the brand. Came home, told my staff, and they were like, why? You know, it's going to be in half a year. I said, yeah, perfect. That's sort of, I think, the doubting thing there, right? You have to believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You have to believe that you can do this.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest things we have right now, is to sort of push the boundaries, to really think that we are a better brand than we are. Push this. And
individually or as a business?
I think both.
Both, right.
And that's what you Americans are so good at.
Yeah.
Really pushing this and being... super proud.
Yeah. I agree. You Swedes don't do so bad yourself.
Okay. No, but basically, there is worse a thing. This is worse a thing to have than having a meeting with you, right?
There's going
to
be
this worse
thing. There's not many things worse than having a meeting with me.
Yeah, yeah. So it's always that sort of, what could be the worst thing happening?
So it's that reference point.
I think so, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think frame of reference is key, and that's why I'm so passionate about this idea that we have to get people out of their comfort zones, because life is going to throw things at you, and you need some place to reference and say, wait a minute, I could deal with this because I did this.
Yeah,
right.
So I think when I was young, I was backpacking a lot. When I was 19, 20, 21, I went to Pakistan, I went to Iran by myself. I was camping on the Great Wall of China. That really took you out of the comfort zone, to be honest. To be in Iran by yourself, hitchhiking, that was pretty scary. But, you know, then you come back home. It's pretty easy, right?
Yeah.
Compared to this. So I think you really need to test yourself, get out there in the really uncomfort zone, to be honest.
Yeah, I always think about the trees that grow in a tough environment versus the tree that grows, you know, indoors, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The root system is deeper, the branches are stronger, it could withstand the wind and the weather.
Yeah.
And you look Iranian, so it must have been easy.
Yeah. Very much.
So, what's in store for us? What are we going to do together? What's our plan?
But the big thing now is the spring delivery for 2019. What we're going to do, three levels of unique Spartan apparel.
Awesome.
So basically, the first one in is the training stuff you can use as a training when you do the training, right? Second thing is the pro level. The pro level is going to be stuff that you're going to be wearing on a race for everyone, basically,
yeah,
for everyday heroes and for your athletes.
Yeah.
And then together with your athletes, we are now, and with you, Joe, we're now developing the best apparel in the world for Spartan athletes.
For the sport.
It's going to call Delta. It's going to be this in the same factory that we do the cross-country ski suits for the Olympic team. It's going to be the same factory that we do the garment for world champions in biking.
Nice.
These are going to be super technical. They're going to be something special.
And limited supplies?
Yes.
Do I get some?
Of course.
So
on top of that, we're going to do the footwear.
And we're going to do the footwear.
Yeah. So the samples start coming in now for autumn. So you're going to start testing these stuff now with your athletes. So we know it's the best thing. It has to be going through a lot of races before we launch it to the athletes.
Give us some advice. One thing, two things, or three things. For those sitting on the couch, from all your life experience, from camping on the Great Wall to going to the board meetings to becoming CEO, give some a tip.
The very best tip is to trust in yourself. You can do so much more than you think. And if people say you can't, you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that Obama, when he says, yes, we can.
Yes,
he says so much about what you can do.
Yeah.
I use that sentence a lot because, yes, we can.
Yeah.
And if someone says again, you can't, you can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Aru.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You know what I loved about that interview? The chemistry between him and Joe, who clearly are on the same page in a lot of things, but are so different. You know, like Joe, when you said that...
He's so relaxed.
So relaxed.
Well, complimentary.
Sure, right. Sure, yeah.
Synchronistic.
Complimentary, yes, yeah. Exactly. I thought you said complimentary, as in, God, Joe, you look fantastic.
No, but looks a little
they complement each other well, which, yep. You know, not to make too big deal about this, but the deal with Spartan and Kraft, again, two companies that complement each other very, very well.
Yeah, I was. It got me thinking that maybe I don't need to stress myself out as much and be so intense running the business, because clearly he's been able to do it. By the way, the stoop thing here is difficult. For those listening, we're sitting on a stoop and Johnny's behind me, so I've got to actually turn around to look at him.
I think it's pretty comfortable.
And I'm looking directly in his waist. But
where are we actually? Now that you mentioned that, why are we on a stoop?
We're in Morzine, France. We've got the European championships for Spartan and Craig. Craft came out.
Yeah. But what I think is funny is that what you took from the interview was that you need to calm down a little bit. Maybe you don't need to be so stressed out. And what I took from it as an employee is that maybe the boss doesn't need to stress out the employees.
You know? So are you stressed out, or do you just run on a different, you know, like when cars idle? Some cars idle really low.
It would be a lot easier for us and me if the government just paid for everybody's entry to do a Spartan race.
You know what? As a Canadian, I'll say in the long run, that'd be a great investment in everyone's health.
Yeah, and I don't know. Sweden, where Kraft is from, feels a little more supported by the government. Maybe that's why he's so relaxed. They get a 4-week vacation.
I think they get parental leave when you have a baby for 3 months.
It seems like it's a little more of a safety net in that country. And I don't know. He seemed very relaxed. Awesome that he didn't have to graduate college and got to the level he got to.
Relaxed, but still driven.
Driven.
Right?
Sure, yeah.
So, I mean, again, maybe it's a cultural thing. But here's a guy, and it doesn't, in this day and age, that we keep saying, without a college degree, starts working for a company and works his way all the way up to CEO of an organization. And he talks about going in the boardroom, not so much that he was afraid of it, but, I mean, he had no background. He shouldn't be there, essentially, right? I mean, he worked his way there, but he knows he's going into a room full of corporate sharks, if you will, right? And what's his armor going in? And it's the first time. So you got to figure out, can you swim or not, right?
It's funny when you say, and he shouldn't be there. I love that he said, every time somebody told me I shouldn't be there, or I felt like I shouldn't be there, that was my motivation. So you tell me I can't do something, I'll do it.
But that's not unique to him.
I am that guy as well.
Yeah. And I'll also say that we keep using the word relaxed, relaxed, relaxed. In some ways, he is very focused.
Maybe centered.
Grounded,
calm. Yeah. It's a totally different thing.
Because I agree with that.
I don't think he's relaxed and he flies by the seat of his pants. He's relaxed and he knows what he wants. He's going after it, and he just...
Well, he took the contract with Spartan, took it back to his corporation, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they said, whoa, wait a minute, 18 months or whatever
We're not going to be able to get that
done
in time.
We can't do that. Right. Yeah, of course we can. You know, just... Calm leadership, right?
Sure.
I mean, if he's hectic and running
the rock in the river,
right? Yeah, I mean, sure. You got to be calm, right? You got to be calm if you're the captain of the ship.
But yeah. I think this whole concept. I mean, obviously, I am.
You're calm.
For
you just
my...
keep moving.
Yeah, exactly. The water.
Good.
The water flows. Topography, hydrology, geomorphology.
So finish your thought there. Sorry, we cut you off.
All I can tell you is I am very grateful for my academic background, but I also agree that, like, I think when you're in the real world and you're making these decisions, you're learning a heck of a lot more than when you're from a place of privilege reading a textbook in a place and, you know, not really interacting and living life experiences. I worked in wilderness hospitality before I ever went back to Cornell, and I saw a lot of the kids at the hotel school, and I think they do a great job.
Well, don't get upset.
But I think, no, I'm not upset. I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of things, especially in hospitality and in certain industries, that can be learned a lot more readily in the actual practice of it.
In the field.
Experience is probably better than education, but generally you need an education to understand the experience.
Yeah, but the education doesn't come from a textbook and a professor.
Yeah, so he may not have had the schooling, but he had the education. There's a distinction there, for sure.
By the way, don't forget, he was an entrepreneur.
Oh, sure.
Right. Yeah. And so he had the experience.
Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur, P-O-O-R.
Well,
it's a joke.
Right. He had started a company previously.
He started a company previously.
At 19 years old.
He hung out in Iran at a young age.
Yeah, I was doing the math.
Yeah.
And I came down with 2002 that he would have been in Iran. And so I asked him when he was leaving. He said 2003. 2003, I was in northern Iraq right on the Iranian border, and we actually crossed over. And so interesting time to be there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious. I know what he said he was doing.
And blonde.
Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many interesting things there, right? Like sometimes we have these interviews with like, an obviously compelling story, you know, the person who's lost a leg or the person who's been in a plane crash. And we forget that, you know, the average everyday person, you know, as he, I think, would say that he is, usually has a pretty compelling story as well. If you stop and listen to people, you're very good at that. You know, a lot of Spartan hires have been Joe just ran into somebody at the airport, asked their story, and at the end said, yeah, I think you should come work with us. Because if you listen to people.
The guy met in Tampa.
Sure, exactly.
That's right. With that said, toodles.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Ensure your body gets the nutrition it needs. Athletic Greens has an offer just for our listeners. Go to athleticgreens.com/Spartan to get a free box of 20 travel packets with your order, a $100 value.
Thanks for listening to another epic story of success. If you like our show, be sure to tell your friends about it. We want to hear from you. Just leave us a comment below if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening, go to Twitter and find us at Spartan Up Pod or Instagram at Spartan Up Podcast and let us know what you think. Then go subscribe on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen to our show. Spartan Up is brought to you by Spartan Race. To find a race near you, visit Spartan.com.